Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In my few years in the ministry, there's been probably a dozen serious times we could have got offended. We could have got our feelings hurt. We could have bailed and missed God. And you and I probably wouldn't be looking at each other tonight. Did you hear me? Because it ain't always fun getting rebuked. And your flesh don't like it. Just because your flesh don't like it and it doesn't feel good doesn't mean you don't need it. And even if somebody went overboard and didn't do it exactly the way they should have done it, still doesn't mean you didn't need it. What's it time to do? Pop up and say,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, sir. So people ask me in time after this, why do you jump and run to the platform? Well, that's why. But see, there's reasons people might think, well, man, he's picky. No, if you knew him, you'd knew it ain't about him at all. It's just experience, knowing that if there's a big lull, maybe the Spirit of God gets to moving. And then there's this huge lull in between that and what comes next. You lose the flow. It's serious. It's lack of respect. It's lack of focus. See, it was serious. But people want to say, well, what does it matter? I don't see what's all the big deal. You don't have to. You're the younger. Submit to the elder. Right?
Amen.
I don't understand that. You don't have to understand it. Respect it. You want to be wise? Receive your correction. Take your medicine. Right? Receive your instruction. I got another one. Proverbs 13. Proverbs 13 and 18. What does it say? Poverty and shame shall be to him that what? What if they believe in prosperity? What if they sow seed? See, there's more to prosperity than just confessions and sowing seed. If you're hard-headed and you're not teachable and you refuse instruction, I don't care if you do believe in prosperity, you will experience poverty and shame. Somebody say, not me. But he that does what? Regards reproof shall be honored. A person that looks on reproof and goes, oh yeah, that's important. Thank you. I received that. I appreciate you taking the time. Do you understand? If a person's heart is right, they don't enjoy correcting you. You ever heard your mama say, this hurts me more than it does you? You might not have believed it, but now if you're a mom or daddy, you know what they're talking about. And as leaders with Phyllis and myself, we get no pleasure out of having to correct somebody. We got enough going on as it is. And if something comes up, you're thinking, oh man. Because, you know, a lot of people don't enjoy it, don't want to hear it. But if you got a job to do, you got a job to do. And so from the other standpoint, a wise person will appreciate an elder or leader going through that for them. There's been times people didn't realize it. I got in, it was late, I was tired, I was looking forward to a day of rest, and I couldn't do it. I had to go in and pray and wait on God sometimes for hours to get wisdom and get clear and then go get cleaned up and go see them and go talk to them, and they didn't appreciate it at all. All they understand is I'm getting corrected. Didn't see the fact I loved them enough to put my feelings aside and be willing for them not to like me for a few days. Did you hear me? If it'll help them grow up and miss some problems. There's another side to this, isn't there? Skip down to the 15th chapter, and I think this is it for tonight. 15 and 5. A fool does what? Despises his father's instruction. It ain't okay for your children and your teenagers, and you're trying to tell them something important, and them roll their eyes at you and sigh and tolerate you. That is not okay. They are acting like a fool already, and it does not go well for fools in their life. Fools do not have good lives. So, you know, in that situation, you don't tolerate that. You say, hey, you sit there and straighten yourself up. Look at me. We're not playing here. Now, I love you, and this is important. You pay attention. Because so many parents are so sloppy, they just let their kids wallow around and whine and smack their gum and, oh, mom, oh, please. Hey. Show some respect. I'm talking to you seriously now. This is not playing. Sit up. Be a young woman. Be a young man. Pay attention to me. Are y'all with me? Don't tolerate all that stuff. You're preparing them for failure if you let all that stuff go. Well, they're just kids. Well, they're just youth. I know. That's why we got such a mess. Yes, people think that. Don't you think? Little ones, I mean little ones, know stuff that's going on. Oh, they can be so much sharper than their parents think they are. They can learn. They can see. 15:5. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regards reproof is prudent. Skip down to verse 10. Correction is grievous to him that forsakes the way, and he that hates reproof shall die. There's been people that I've tried to help. And I'm thinking about some people right now, certain individuals, off and on for decades. I don't know how many hours I've prayed for them and tried to help. And God's done miracles and miracles, but their life has been miserable. It has been hell. And one day I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what? Because I love them. I don't want to see them like that. Lord, what can be done? He said, they're unteachable. As long as they're that way, nothing. So you're thinking they wouldn't listen to you. He said, they won't listen to me. And if they won't listen to me, I can't help them. I can't fix it. And when he said that, he began to remind me of this time and this time and this time that I had sat and pled with them for 2 hours. Don't do this. Don't do this. Stay here and do this and focus on that. They wouldn't listen. And then another time and another time. I've sat down with people before and showed them scriptures for an hour, one-on-one. Scriptures. And they cried and they said, yeah, that's right, Brother Keith. And the next 2 weeks later, they went straight and did what we said not do. What is that? Unteachable. Did not esteem instruction or correction. And that's a fool. And what did it say here? What happened to that person? Last person, they die. They die. Keep reading. Verse 12. A scorner loves not one that reproves him, neither will he go to the wise. Now you see that happen. People will get where they don't want to be around you. Now you ought not be chewing on them. But if they think you're going to talk about something about it, then they try to stay away. Skip down to verse 31. The ear that hears the reproof of life abides among the wise. They live with the wise at Faith Life Church and other wonderful places. He that refuses instruction despises his own soul. But he that hears reproof gets understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is, and can you see how that flows together now? Is humility, a part of humility is being teachable, correctable, teachable. even if somebody's wrong. There's been times I knew people were wrong from the time they started. But I thought, well, tell me. It won't take but a couple of minutes to listen to them. How many know what I'm talking about? I'm teachable. You know, there's, thank God, not too many, but a few times people send you ugly grams. You know what an ugly gram is, you know? Yeah. Like you ought to get out of the ministry. You're hurting more people than you're helping and all that kind of junk and stuff. Well, I'll take it. A lot of times, if there's nothing to look at, I don't look at it. But if there's something that I should, I'll take, even if I think people's got a wrong spirit. I try to see, is there anything there? Am I like that? Am I doing that? And sometimes you might see one thing. And the rest of it, they're wrong, they're off. But that thing, yeah, I have been a little bit that way. You always got to have an open ear. Willing to hear, even if it's not pretty. Willing to look at it, even if it's not nice. If it's not flattering. Even if somebody's attitude's wrong, their spirit's wrong, what they're trying to do, I still want to know the truth. Right? And if the truth makes me look bad, well, so be it, because by the grace of God, I can change. And if it is wrong, I want to see it, because if it's wrong, that's why some things haven't been working. And as soon as I get it and change it, now I'm going to get results. Glory to God. So a wise man, a wise woman loves instruction. Yeah, teach me. Yes, show me. Show me. Even when you think you know. Yes, show me. I've had people surprised that, you know, I'm surprised why they don't think that way. But I've been doing some things, and one guy was with me, and he said, well, you let that guy show you that three times. You've been flying five times longer than him. Why'd you do that? Because, how many understand you can go over something 100 times, and there'd be something you didn't see? And sometimes people say it a different way, or they've learned through experience a nuance. And a wise man, a wise woman, is a continual student, aren't they? They're always eager to learn, knowing they got so much to learn. Open and looking, right? Willing to be even corrected and rebuked if need be. And the wise receives the reproof and lives and abides among the wise. You know who is the wisest of all is God. That means you're in His company. You live with the wise. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Instruction and Correction, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602D. That's R1602D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thanks be to God.